I was not actually given a brief as such as to what to do with the existing light program in order to carve out of it a new popular music service. Nor was I told, you are replacing the pirates and you better get down to it and replace them all. But I knew that I had the opportunity to create something new, but also to try and maintain as much of the old light program as I could in the form of what was to be Radio 2, in order not to upset people. And I spent a lot of time at home with my own tape recorder, taping people and so on. And there was no doubt in my mind which was the best run station, which was Radio London. I didn't want to just lift Radio London off and transplant it to Radio 1, but it was the best model.
The BBC is simply, madly, divinely, happily, completely in love with music.
In very little time now, it will be my pleasure and privilege to launch Radio 1 and 2.
10 seconds to go before Radio 1...
All of us here who have worked so hard during these past weeks have done so with two principal aims in view. To provide you with a better service of popular music and a greater measure of choice. A good deal of publicity has surrounded the plans for Radio 1, because in many ways it represents a new concept for BBC Radio. Radio 1 is designed to be young in heart and in style, and Radio 2 is much more than the old light programme shed of its 247-metre wavelength. It offers many alternatives to pop music whilst retaining the most popular features of the old light programme.
5, 4, 3...
Radio listening is part of the daily life of most of us. Any change in programs or wavelengths takes some getting used to. And the changes involved in Radio 1 and 2 are pretty sweeping. We can only hope that they will find acceptance and in due course, we hope, popularity too. Because most of what Radio 1 and 2 are going to do will be live, it's not possible to rehearse and evaluate everything beforehand. Like a new pair of shoes, we shall be breaking the networks in until they fit properly. And we must crave your indulgence if the shoes squeak a bit, though we hope they won't. And very far from a squeak is the exciting sound of George Martin's Theme 1 for Radio 1, part of which will herald the start of Radio 1's day from now on and close the combined networks at 2 o'clock in the morning. Listen to it now as it receives its first broadcast on Radios 1 and 2, Radio 1's Theme 1.
Radio 2, Radio 1, go!